January 28, 1922, how Jesus opened for us many founts in his will. I was praying, and my sweet Jesus drew me to himself, and transforming me completely into himself, told me, "My daughter, let us pray together, so as to hold heaven in our power, and prevent the earth from falling even more into the current of evil." So we prayed together, and then he added, "While on earth, my humanity saw itself as very narrow before the divinity. And since it was inseparable from the divinity, I did nothing but enter into the immensity of the eternal will, and open many founts for the good of creatures. In fact, since they were being opened by a man God, I could give the human family the right to approach these founts, and take whatever they wanted. Therefore, I formed the fount of love, that of prayer, the other of reparation, the fount of forgiveness, that of my blood, another of glory. Now, do you want to know who shakes these founts so as to make them rise and overflow, in such a way that all the earth may be inundated? The soul who enters into my will. As she enters, if she wants to love, she approaches the fount of love, and by loving, or even if by placing the intention to love, she shakes the fount. Being shaken, the waters grow, overflow and flood the whole earth. And sometimes this shaking is so intense, that the waves rise up so high as to touch heaven and flood the celestial fatherland. If she wants to pray, repair, impetrate forgiveness for sinners, or give me glory, she shakes the founts of prayer, of reparation, of forgiveness. And they rise, overflow and flood everyone. How many goods did my humanity not impetrate for man? I left the doors open, so that they might enter with all ease, but how few are those who enter.